You know, if we did have additional sort of pelvis attached limbs, the goal is to have something like a centaur. What is that bias? Couldn't you already use the wings as third set of limbs in the case of centaur? Or is this for making like winged centaurs or something?
Honestly, in terms of adding more bones to the pelvis, I really think just maybe like two extra bones on the tail would do it, because you've already got 7 bones down there if you include the pelvis bone. So most creatures have 4 jointed legs. If you can make 2 extra 4 jointed legs that are attached to the pelvis, I think that would catch most solutions that would need extra bones on the pelvis anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, since we have the ability, or we're going to have the ability to make animations with translations, actually moving the bones instead of just being able to rotate them, we could drop 2 of the wing joint root bones so that the wings go into 1 wing root bone, and then that wing root bone goes into the M chest bone. And then if we added extra limbs to the pelvis and did basically the same thing, it would give a lot of flexibility for content creators to use either or use both of them together. Could use both the wings and the extra limbs to, say, create a rideable horse, a horse mesh. So we could say, like I said, we could save 2 of those wing root joints and use them elsewhere, since we're going to have the ability to make animations with translations as well as rotations. But just like how we have the wing roots, the wings going into a wing root so that we can move it, the whole wing assembly basically back for the male avatar, we can do the same thing with any limbs that are parented to the M pelvis, or not wings, but extra limbs. And then they will be able to just move that, you know, extra limb pelvis joint limb root back to do the back legs of a centaur. And so I think that would solve the problem.
If you look at my elephant, I'm using the wings for my ears. So I took the root bone and I constrained it to the head and made it constraint mimic the head or mirror the head. And as long as I kept that and I put a couple keyframes in, it moves around with the head just like it is.
How did you constrain it to the head? Is that something that the tool?
That's something you do inside of Blender.
In Blender, okay.
Now that we have translations, we don't need more than 1 wing root. You can just put that 1 wing root wherever you want it to go. Those other 2 bones could move, be more useful elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's correct. Exactly. Correct. I only used 1.
Right. I came up with those extra wing roots simply because at first we were only going to have the ability for rotation and custom joint positions in the upload window. But since we have the translations ability in the animations, yeah, those 2 extra roots are not necessary. We can use them elsewhere, like for the ears or somewhere else.
Well, it is a nice change to have a proposal to take bones out. I haven't gotten a lot of those.